You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? How can a green tea be brown and have almost no caffeine? Let's get into the science of hojicha. So you've got your standard green tea, grassy, a bit sharp. Hojicha is totally different. It's toasty and reddish brown. So what's the secret here? How does this even happen? It all comes down to one single thing, high temperature roasting. That's the whole game changer. And we are talking really hot, around 200 Celsius. That's almost 400 degrees Fahrenheit. This crazy heat is what kicks off some seriously delicious chemistry in the tea leaves. It's called the Maillard reaction. You know it as the reason your toast gets, well, toasty. This process creates those toasty flavors, breaks down caffeine, and seriously cuts the bitterness. You see, that classic green tea bitterness comes from compounds called catechins. Roasting just torches those catechins, leaving you with a super smooth and gentle tea. Okay, so it's low in caffeine, but like, how low are we really talking? Check this out. Hojicha has way less caffeine than green tea, and it's barely anything compared to coffee. So what's the bottom line? It's the perfect soothing drink you can have anytime, even right before bed. Roasting swaps out those grassy notes for a cozy, toasty flavor with hints of caramel. Pretty cool, right? Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, A-I-S-A-T-S-U, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, D-A-I-D-O-K-O-R-O, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.